This is Passport to Texas. The impact of red imported fire ants in Texas is $1.2 billion annually. These insects wreak havoc in urban, agricultural, and wildlife areas and pose threats to plants and animals. Because of that, they must die.
Generally, what we recommend is a broadcast bait over the whole entire yard in the spring and in the fall, and that dramatically cuts down on the amount of fire ants that you see popping up in between those times.
Entomologist Elizabeth Wizzy Brown is with Texas AgriLife Extension. She says broadcast baits take time but are effective. Impatient and desperate homeowners have tried homemade treatments for what they hope will be a quicker kill.
Club soda was a big one. People were asking me about this, so that's when I did my testing and it didn't work. Used coffee grounds is another one. A lot of people were using that to treat fire ant mounds, and again, I didn't find that that one worked. Ground cinnamon. This year I'm hoping to test cayenne pepper and oak ash. I had somebody bring oak ash to me. He says that he uses it all the time and he doesn't have any fire ants, and so we're going to test that one out and see what happens.
We have links to information about managing this biting pest at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.